And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Santa Barbara and Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is originals. Each of my guests is an original in his or her field. My first guest launched his own company with only a high school education, no money, no experience. He is a pioneer in the sales promotion business. We discussed his basic ideas that mean money. My second guest is an ex-Baptist minister, televangelist, media mogul, and businessman. He's a true original, host of the 700 Club as seen on television worldwide. We discussed money moves that are right on the money. My next guest is a serial internet entrepreneur. He's the creator of DoubleClick, an internet advertising company that was sold to Google for $3.1 billion back in 2007. We're going to talk about his latest internet venture, which is findthebest.com. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Kevin O'Connor is the co-founder of DoubleClick, an internet advertisement technology company, and he is the founder of O'Connor Ventures as well. Most recently, Kevin has co-founded findthebest.com, a comparison engine that was established in Santa Barbara, California back in 2009. He's a graduate of Detroit Catholic Central High School. He received his bachelor's degree from the University of Michigan. Go Wolverines. He co-founded the Cincinnati-based Intercomputer Communications Corporation, which was a microcomputer to mainframe interconnectivity company. Due to the growth of the nascent World Wide Web, Kevin quit his job back in 1995 and began DoubleClick with Dwight Merriman in Kevin's basement back in Alpharetta, Georgia. Eventually, Kevin moved the company to New York City to be closer to the media companies and the advertising agencies. DoubleClick went public on NASDAQ back in 1998, and in 2005, the company was sold to a private equity firm, Hellman & Friedman, for about $1.2 billion. In 2007, as I said, Google announced its intention to acquire DoubleClick for $3.1 billion. Kevin is also the co-author of a book, The Map of Innovation, Creating Something Out of Nothing. Kevin, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Great, Bill. Well, I hate to hear all that stuff about myself.
Well, don't think of it as a eulogy. Just think of it as a recap of all your amazing accomplishments to this point, which really has been amazing in a short amount of time. So congratulations to you on that. Now, you are, in my estimation, you're a large part of building the internet as we know it today. Definitely your place in internet history is assured. So my question to you is, why return and start another company, findthebest.com?
Well, I mean, I'm driven by technology. I've always had a passion since I was a little kid and you know, building things. And one of the things I came across a few years ago, you know, the internet's a great place, but it's also becoming a cesspool of scammers and schemers. And I kept running into all these what I call affiliate shills, you know, people recommending products and services,
mm-hmm.
but they're really just getting paid on the back end and they don't tell you.
Yeah.
And I kept running into all these situations where I was looking for, you know, best ski resorts, I was looking for a web hosting company, I was looking for, you know, just all sorts of things. And I couldn't find, I kept running into these affiliate shills, and I really wasn't finding anyone doing a good job at helping, you know, giving people a good, great objective information to help them make these big, complicated decisions. So we saw the opening and went after it, and it's been going great.
Well, good, and I'm happy to hear that, because the internet definitely needs a service like yours, and we're going to get into it in just a minute because I want to learn more details about your company, findthebest.com. But before we do, you just touched on it in your answer there about the internet. You called it a cesspool. I wrote that down. I thought that was very interesting. But we're at a crucible in the internet's development right now. We're moving away from just this mass of information that is out there on the internet towards delivering knowledge. So talk to me about this transition that we're going through and how findthebest.com is going to help in that transition.
So, you know, I think Eric Schmidt threw out an incredible statistic that just blew me away a few months ago. What he said is that the internet is producing as much information every 2 days as all the amount of information produced from, you know, the beginning of humankind to 2003. There is just so much information being produced, and a large part of this is being produced by computers. So computers are scraping websites, or probably scraping brainstorming online, you know, as we speak. And then they'll republish this information. You know, everyone is playing this game in order to to get into the search engines and then make money through advertising. And it's just confusing the hell out of consumers. They just don't know, you know, what is legitimate, what's not. You know, when I was describing our business to somebody, they said, "Huh, you guys are, you know, decrapifying the internet." And I think it sums up a lot of what we're trying to do is condense a lot of the, you know, get rid of a lot of the adverbs and adjectives and worthless descriptors that people put in to try to get, you know, high in the search engines and just get people the facts. So, you know, I mean, the internet's this beautiful place. You can find information on anything you want. Especially, you know, I think a real interesting area is just this whole question and answers, which is a big part of what we're doing as well, is that you can ask the internet anything or Google anything and you get hopefully a good answer. A lot of times you get lots of opinions and false information, but, you know, largely you have access to the world's knowledge anywhere. Any place for free.
And I think that is probably the important point, Kevin, is that there is this vast knowledge that's out there. I find it interesting in your answer that you mentioned Eric Schmidt. Eric Schmidt, for those who don't know, is the CEO or was the CEO of Google. And Google has been the dominant player in the internet search engine game for years and years and years now. Although recently there was a poll done, and it indicated that Bing searches were more relevant than Google searches. And if you've seen Bing's advertising on television at all, you know that they have very amusing ads about all of the confusing information, Kevin, that you're talking about here. So tell us about findthebest.com. How is it different from other internet search engines that are out there, like Google, like Bing, and some of the other ones?
Well, you know, we're not a search engine. I mean, some people do call this vertical search, and what you have on with Google is you can find information on anything. You want to find the price of a lift ticket, adult lift ticket at Vail, you know, ski resort, you can find it. But you can't compare like things very well or at all. People spend, you know, I was spending hours and days compiling information, putting it into sort of a nice spreadsheet in order to compare ski resorts. So we take like things and we figure out how do people make a decision on a dog breed or a credit card or a tablet computer. You know, what is the important criteria? And then we curate it. We human curate it. We gather this information across all the major products and services, and then we allow them to, you know, filter and what's most important to them, and to be able to do, you know, very detailed side-by-side comparisons in order to help them make, you know, the best choice for them. You know, when we say find the best, it's not what's the best for us or what's best for the product or manufacturer. It's really what's best for the consumer. You know, you've got certain needs, what features you're looking for in a product or service, and you should be able to find and sort products based on, you know, your particular interest.
Well, now that's interesting because we are talking about something here that's somewhat revolutionary. And two things I want to pick out of that answer that you just gave us. The first is that it's customized to the person who is doing the searching, which is nice. So it's not just general information, and that's good. But the other thing that both intrigues me and interests me is that you mentioned there that there are humans involved in this, that you've got human researchers who sort of help to categorize all this. So my question is, why involve humans? Because computers are cheaper, they don't take sick days, they don't need benefits and so forth, and they run virtually on just a little bit of electricity each day. So why introduce the human element into findthebest.com?
I mean, it's a great question, and being a computer guy, I definitely I prefer being married to a human and having human kids. But yeah, computers are, as you said, it's very cheap, very scalable. The problem is that the problem that we're going after, the problem set, could not be solved through crawling, you know, through a Google method. And Google's actually tried this. And a lot of people have tried doing this, trying crawling information and putting it in something that you compare, and it just doesn't work. Just, you know, sticking with the example of ski resorts.
Okay.
I mean, there's 1,200 different ski resorts, and they put their information, they label it different, you know, on their websites. Or it may be scattered across multiple websites. There's just no consistent way to get this information into a usable form. What you end up doing is you end up getting a lot of sort of false positives. You know, you get information that's wrong. You get information that's, you know, incomplete, and then you just have a, you know, sort of a morass of worthless information to compare.
All right.
So we did the human curation. Now the humans, it's not. We use I would call it technology-assisted humans. humans. So the humans are mostly spending, you know, we have great people at UCSB that research, like a sort of a journalist, research an area, and then we outsource a lot of the actual data compilation overseas for just cheaper.
All right. We're talking to Kevin O'Connor, everybody, who is a serial internet entrepreneur, and he's also the founder of FindTheBest.com. We're talking about that, FindTheBest.com. And it's interesting, you mentioned that there are 1,200 ski resorts, and we're going with that theme, and there's no consistency among them. But it makes me scratch my head and wonder, Kevin, how is it that some of these online travel agencies are able to compare airline fares or hotel rates so easily? If the ski resort industry is so discombobulated, how is it that airfares and hotel rooms are so homogeneous?
Well, it is a big, extremely large market. And we actually model a lot of what we're doing off after Kayak.com. I think Kayak.com did a brilliant job in the travel industry, allowing people to carefully control and filter their selections for airline travel or hotels. And so that industry has been around for a long time, right? The pricing is changing, you know, minute to minute.
Yes.
And we've gone after the challenge that we have is we're going after literally 1,000 little niche markets where there, you know, a lot of stuff doesn't change very frequently, right? The height of a mountain doesn't change very much. The the price of a ticket, you know, changes maybe yearly. And we're also going after products that are really highly considered, where price is not the primary driver. It's more based on, you know, let's say a dog breed. You know, we're looking for a dog. We're looking for something. You know, we have a 10-year-old kid, and we're looking for something that is good with kids, but hopefully won't outlive before she goes to college. that's not kind of bad. What are some other examples? You know, tablet computers or smartphones. Smartphones is a very big area for us.
And that would be, I think, an area where the information is changing constantly. So let's do this. I want to ask so many different questions. We're running out of time rapidly. But you founded FindTheBest.com up in Santa Barbara, Kevin. So I want to ask you, you know, why Santa Barbara? What are some of the opportunities? What are some of the challenges of starting an internet company in the Tri-Counties?
Well, you know, we moved here 2001 from New York City. And I wish I moved here. I wish I was born here. I love going out and surfing C Street. Probably people in Ventura wish I'd stay up here in Santa Barbara. But, you know, the challenge is, you know, it's a small community. There's a lot more tech than I realized when we moved here. I didn't move here for the technology. I tell you what's been really great is the UCSB and Westmont. You know, there's a ton of people, really super talented people graduating, and they'd love to figure out a way to stay here. But there's not a tremendous number of opportunities, especially professional. There's lots of service industry here, but not, you know, a lot less sort of professional opportunities.
Sure.
So it's actually worked out great.
Oh, good.
But it is tough, you know, to sort of middle, you know, to be a, let's say, a senior manager with 3 or 4 kids in Santa Barbara. That's a tough. It's a much smaller group.
No doubt about that. Well, now, Kevin, as you sit back, you've had phenomenal success. You started DoubleClick. You started several other internet and computer-related companies. But as you sit back now in your quiet moments when you're out on the surfboard waiting for that next wave, and you think about FindTheBest.com, in what ways do you see FindTheBest.com altering the way that people use and consume information off the internet?
I mean, it's a great question. We're going after, telling everyone here in the company is that, look, there are great products and great companies. And I'm a big believer in sort of, laissez-faire. But there's a lot of bad companies and a lot of bad products. Our goal is to, if we can help people find what are the best products for themselves, we're going to positively benefit companies that are doing good for society, and hopefully, you know, punish the companies that are just scamming people.
Oh, I love it. Punish the scammers.
I cannot stand these scammers out here. I can't tell. You know, we're learning a lot about industry tricks. I mean, when we did credit cards, you know, I felt a little dirty afterwards. I mean, it's just the way the industry tricks people. And we want to be a consumer advocate, help people figure out, you know, how not to, the marketers always have a lot more information how the industry works than the consumer who spends just a little bit of time picking products. We want to give them objective information. You know, we want to be the trusted place that people go to make big decisions.
All right, trusted place. I like that. We're talking to Kevin O'Connor, everybody, founder of FindTheBest.com. And Kevin, I want to ask you one other question because you've been so involved with the Internet and computing. Now things are going mobile. At least that's what Kim Komando said in an earlier segment today. So what impact do you see mobile devices, whether they're smartphones or tablets, having an impact on the way that people not only use FindTheBest.com, but also use and consume information on the Internet?
I mean, the biggest challenge with mobile is really just comes down to screen size. So, you know, that's been the issue, but the screens are becoming so much better that, you know, yes, you do have to reduce the functionality of your website, but you can still present, you know, the most important information. So it's not a huge issue anymore from the user interface perspective. Where it really opens up is that, you know, you can get at, and people can now have access to the Internet and your information any place, any time. And that's always been the dream. You know, we always used to say, you know, you can get any information anywhere, any place, any time. That is just now starting to become true.
And that is going to be the most important thing, ubiquitousness of all the computing information. We're going to have to leave it there, Kevin. We've been talking to Kevin O'Connor, who is the founder of FindTheBest.com. Kevin, if people want to learn more about you, learn more about your company, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
FindTheBest.com.
All the information is there at FindTheBest.com. Kevin, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.